After a 60-day review, the Justice Department found the law had no discriminatory impact on minorities. SBE Secretary Donald Palmer says the board is concerned that voters know where the polling places are following redistricting. But Palmer believes the new ID law is accommodating enough for everyone, especially since non-photo IDs are permitted.
We will be sending to every registered voter in the Commonwealth in late September, first October. Your listeners should really be on the lookout for that card. That can be used as a form of ID. If you're a student, you know, your student identification card. And if you have none of those, you could still use some other form of identification that shows who you are and where you live. That's a utility bill or your bank statement or a government check.
Voters who don't bring identification to the polls can cast provisional ballots and present valid IDs within days of the election. The board has rolled out an intensive voter outreach plan, including posting the requirements on its own website, coordinating with civic groups, reaching out to the media, and using social media. Law opponents say people who haven't needed IDs through their lives may think they're not able to produce the right forms and may decide not to vote. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.